We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
I'm Craig Scheman with Pete Shepherd. Scheman and Shepherd, 993 ESPN and the 993 ESPN app. Two tickets to paradise.
Eddie Money.
The late.
Late, great Eddie Money. Saw him in concert. Fantastic. Yeah. Smaller venue, but man, was he good.
Good tunes. Not bad. Rick Church on the other side of the glass, spinning. Spinning hard, the stacks of wax. We're good to go. Another hour here. Probably a hot take or two by me, of course, because it's, 5 o'clock hour. The later it gets, the hotter I get. That's how we roll. A lot of football on our plate. It's been a pretty interesting day. Obviously, we got hammered early in the show. Look, we started glancing, talking about the Super Bowl, the Chiefs and the Bucks, but then we got into the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, and we were hammered for not talking about the Super Bowl. Look, we got 12 more days. People, pace yourselves. Relax. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Madden 15, Aaron Rodgers update. He will be in Green Bay. Does not ask for money. Can't believe some of the media out there. Crazy.
Hold on.
You've been drinking all day or what? I mean, seriously?
Let me. I'm going to explain to you how this is all going to work out in just a minute. But first, before we do that, your comments, either the text line or the phones, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 are all welcome. Let's do this first. It is time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. No Chris today. Here's me.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Yeah, like the Super Bowl's not even until next month, February 7th. For the Chiefs, Le'Veon Bell, Sammy Watkins. Looks like they'll be able to play. Eric Fisher will not. AB and Antoine Winfield for the Buccaneers will play. Jordan Whitehead is day-to-day. Mark Murphy, the CEO of the Packers, says, we're not idiots. Aaron Rodgers will be back, but he might want a new contract. We'll see. Doug Marrone is now on the Alabama staff. And today's one-year anniversary of Kobe's passing in a helicopter accident. All right. Let's rehash this a little bit. So, yeah, right. Mark Murphy says, well, we're not idiots. Aaron's going to be back. Well, he's got to say that right now. He's got to make Aaron feel wanted back. And then there's the story that Aaron Rodgers wants a new contract. Well, what he really wants, if he gets the new contract, if he forces a new contract, that means the Packers basically will have to publicly vow their love for him and say the other love, Jordan Love, ain't going to play for a while until Aaron's good and ready. But if the opposite happens, this will allow him to be forced out of town the way he probably wants. That's probably what he's thinking right now.
Madden 15, I know you weren't listening before, but I already quoted the stuff from the Pat McAfee show, so I'll do it for you again. So here's the one that you all love. Right at the very end was, I don't see a reason why I shouldn't be back. However, before that, I don't think I said anything that I haven't said before. Ultimately, my future is not in my control. I was thinking about Aaron Jones and Corey Lindsley, who's the center, both scheduled free agents. I don't give a crap about that. I can't care any less about speculation. I don't think people are used to hearing the truth from athletes. There's no absolutes in this business. This is not about, I've said a million times, this is not about what the Packers want or what some of you fans want. This is what about Aaron Rodgers wants. He has the power and the clout to get out of there if he really wants to, and I believe he does. Now, there could be you want some overwhelming offer, they're going to chuck $80 million at him or something for 2 years, which I don't know if they can even do.
Right.
I don't know.
That's what it's going to take, by the way. That's exactly what it's going to take to keep
it. But I don't care what the front office says with Green Bay. It's irrelevant. Of course they're going to say that. Aaron Rodgers, you can't sit there. And I know, look, I've been there. I've been through it. You know, your guy, does he want to stay? Does he want to? I don't believe Aaron Rodgers wants to stay with the Green Bay Packers.
Well, he also has a history. We know Aaron Rodgers better than Aaron Rodgers knows himself. He loves these passive aggressive bombs that he drops out.
This is
like,
not anything
like he
new.
Said. Like last year, he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm fine with who we drafted," and then later on, we found out he was surprised and pissed. Just like he knows exactly how this media thing's going to work. On his last day on Sunday, he does a press conference and says, "Well, I don't know what my future's." He knows that's going to open up a whole can of beeswax or whatever your favorite saying is. And then the next day, he comes back and says, "Hey, ain't no big deal."
Totally correct. It started with the draft. Look what he said last week. You didn't hear Red, and that was after a win. I mean,
yeah.
You know, come on, man.
Future's a delightful mystery.
I understand. People, you're not realistic. Is it 100% guaranteed he's going to go? No, I think there is more probable than not for me. And I've been saying it since the draft. This is nothing new. I thought he would have a really good year this year. He did. All right? You can blame his coach and not on the same page and all that stuff at the end of the game, which I find really it's amazing that both of them weren't on the same page, the final set of downs there. But Aaron Rodgers, if he wants to go, he's going to go. It's the same thing with Deshaun Watson. He's going to go, more than likely. He's going to go. They have the very few players. Compare it to James Harden, whatever you want. Certain players have the clout to orchestrate trades. And it's better than that. I mean, if they, again, $36.5 million if he stayed. If they cut him, which they're not going to, you save $5 million, be down to $31 million. They wait till June 1st, which they probably won't. It's $14 million. It goes down. I believe Aaron Rodgers has played his last game with the Green Bay Packers. I'm sorry. If we're sitting here in September, you can make fun of me all you want. I've been right before. I've been wrong before. It's not. But my gut feeling is, and I'm not alone. If you heard Marcus Spears this morning, you heard Stephen A. And Mel Kiper tried to defend him. But Mel Kiper was speaking like he was a manager or in the front office of the Green Bay Packers. It's apples and oranges. Who cares what they want? You know what they want. They want Aaron Rodgers back. What does Aaron Rodgers want to do? What does your heart really tell you that he wants to do? Do you really believe in his heart of hearts that he wants to come back to Green Bay? Because I don't.
I honestly think if they give him an extension, 2 years, $80 million, guaranteed, where he knows he will not be threatened by Jordan Love, I believe things will be smooth over quickly and he'll be thrilled. I think deep down inside, he wanted to finish as a Packer all along, but now this situation has arisen ever since they drafted Jordan Love. And I'll tell you what, if the Packers think lightning is going to strike twice, I mean, they lucked out when they forced a legend Favre out of town. Aaron Rodgers happened to be better. Do they think that they force Aaron Rodgers out of town and that Jordan Love's going to be better? No way in hell.
Rock'em sock'em robots. Rodgers not leaving. Pete drinking again. Rodgers has cheese in his blood. I mean, everybody loves to think that about their guy. Madden 15, that's where I guess we can just read it. Chris, I think he wants to be in Green Bay. That's just my opinion. Yeah, that's fine. You're not alone, and that's fine. I understand it. But you just brought up another great point, Craig, and I'll reiterate it again. The Packers seem, and some of the fans seems to think, that it is that situation again. This is 2021. Rookie quarterbacks are coming in, and they're playing, on the whole, reasonably well the last several years. So, okay, so you get your wish. Aaron Rodgers here is $80 million, which, again, I'm not sure they can do. 2 years. Okay, that's what? That's three more years. That's 3 years on the bench for Love. And then what? Then you're going to pay. His rookie contract is up, correct?
Well, I mean, Jimmy G sat 4 years in the Patriots bench because of Brady. I mean, it can happen. It can happen.
Again, ultimately, they traded.
Ultimately, they did have to do something.
Was it 4 years that Jimmy was on the bench?
I thought it was after the fourth year he got traded. Because they had to decide, they renew him and give him the 5th year? Didn't they franchise? Or I can't remember.
No. But
if Joe Montana can leave, if Peyton Manning can leave, if Tom Brady can leave, look, Aaron Rodgers is no sacred cow. He'll leave too.
It's business, and we all have the same. I mean, if I told you how many people last year told, you know, I would have been a gazillionaire. How many people said, no way Tom Brady leaves, no way Tom Brady leaves. This loyalty stuff, I'm sorry. It only goes so far. And Aaron Rodgers may be so fed up with it right now, what's going on over there. He just like say, hey, either will threaten to retire and force a deal that way. He will retire, go host Jeopardy for a little bit, even though the Packers are still on, which I don't think will be, but it's still one of my possibilities down far in the totem pole, but nevertheless still there. Or he forces them to make a deal, which I think he will do. Why do people think this is different than Deshaun Watson? Do people not really? Why do they think it's different?
Let me explain something to all of you. And I want you to think about this for a minute. Because this is a tough situation in Green Bay. It's a tough situation in Houston. Everybody needs to look to Detroit on how to handle running your quarterback out of town. This was a mutual decision between Matthew Stafford and Lions management, who realized it wasn't going to happen, so ship him off. And they are seeking trades as we speak. There's no animosity in Detroit. But in Green Bay, you got animosity. In Houston, you got animosity. Look to Detroit to be the leader of how to handle quarterback team
cookie.
Relations. Look to the cookie, the black and white cookie. Or look to the Detroit Lions on how to run things as a well-oiled organization.
It just cracks me up that people won't even, they can't fathom some of you. You can't fathom Aaron Rodgers not being with your Green Bay Packers. It's not the first time. Won't be the last time in sports. It happens. It happens. And whether you think he's being a big baby or not, or whatever it is, he may be tired of the entire situation, and he may be looking to move. And I believe he will be looking to move on somewhere. Whether he's got a house in Los Angeles, him going to the Rams would be huge. I could see that. Back to San Francisco if Garoppolo ends up going back to the Patriots.
Yep.
Somebody said Garoppolo, Rodgers to New England. Man, I would love to see that.
I'm sure you would.
My top three choices. If and when he leaves, in my opinion, would be out in San Fran, Rams, San Fran, and Oakland. Those three.
Could be. Could very well be. All right, let's get some reaction. Not only at 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776. Brett Favre making the rounds on SiriusXM NFL Radio. He feels that, having gone through this himself, he feels Aaron Rodgers' pain and frustration.
I wouldn't pay much attention to what he said. I've been there. It hurts. It's painful. The last thing you want to do is think about next year because you just had a major disappointment. And that's what you're hearing in that soundbite.
Yeah. Is it safe to say that in your mind it would be crazy on both parts to have any desire to move on from this relationship, at least for one more year, to bring the band back together? I mean, this is not an old football team. It's built to win. I mean, you'd be crazy not to take one more shot at this, wouldn't you?
No, why wouldn't you think they'd be in the same position next year? There's no reason to think that unless they don't play up to their capabilities. And there's no reason to think Aaron would not play the same way he played this year because he tends to do it year in, year out. I think for the Packers, more so with them, you would be foolish to make any move other than bringing him back and going as long as he wants to go.
Well,
that's great, Brett, but you're speaking from a manager's position. What if Aaron Rodgers says to stick it? I'm not coming back. I don't care what you do, which he might do.
Right.
He might say, I just don't want to be here. It's time for me to move on. And some of you are going to have to accept that is an absolute possibility. You at least have to consider it. You can say, I and others are full of crap. I'm not alone on an island here. I mean, I've been saying this since before the season started. So I am sticking that it was going to be his last year, that he would have a good year, which he did. Fantastic. He's going to be the MVP. Well, guess what? You have to at least consider the fact that he will not be with your team next year. This is not far-fetched. This isn't me thinking way outside the box alone. I'm not alone on this. Anybody who's covered this team will tell you this has been looming for quite some time, for over a year.
I know, but it's so weird. I mean, the guy's the MVP.
Yeah.
And got this close to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. He's in his prime. He's still got more years left. This isn't Peyton Manning having a catastrophic neck injury surgery, and the Colts had to say goodbye because they just didn't know if he'd be able to lift his arm again. This isn't another, a guy getting old and can't do it anymore. Who?
Oh, totally agree.
This is how jacked up this is. Gets rid of an MVP quarterback when quarterback's the most important position on the team?
It's not about what the Packers want to do. It's about what Aaron Rodgers wants to do.
Yeah.
And he has earned the right, whether you like it or not, he is one of those athletes that can force a trade.
I've seen a couple of texts say, how about Roger reuniting with McCarthy in Dallas? I think Jerry Jones would like it. There's no way Aaron Rodgers is going to play for Mike. Remember, they did not like each other. They were not speaking at the end, from what I remember.
No, but Dallas will kick the tires. I have no
Jerry
doubt.
Will.
Yeah, they will kick the tires. If you had a gun to my head right now where he's going to end up, my first reaction would be, I think Jimmy G is gone, and that's where he goes, San Francisco.
I think Jimmy G's
and that's a great fit for him out there with a really good defense. And they got some players on that team.
I think Jimmy G's in New England unless they can finagle a Stafford or Deshaun Watson trade first. But I think that's a real possibility.
Yeah.
Here's more from Brett Favre. He actually believes Rodgers will stay with the Packers when it's all said and done.
I wouldn't pay much attention to it. I think frustration, disappointment, hurt, pain, all were in that that sound bite. Look, there's no way the Packers would do anything to jeopardize losing Aaron. Unless Aaron just chooses to retire, which I would be shocked. The guy's playing better now than he's ever played. And without him, you certainly wouldn't have been even close to where you were yesterday. And I think the same will go for next year. And really, the next few years, if he chooses to play.
Brett, you're missing the point again. You're speaking from a Packer management point of view. Yeah, I don't disagree with what you said. But I don't know if the interviewer asked him, what if Aaron Rodgers simply does not want to be here? And don't come up, and don't give me this, well, that's impossible. Mm-hmm. He has to know that it's very possible.
Well, I speak for those in the NFC North. We'd like to see him go, right, Rick Church? Vikings and Lions fans?
They could do with him what they did with Brett Favre.
Just kick him to the Jets?
Well, and then to the Vikings, yeah.
Oh, you want him back in the league.
Yeah. Us Vikings fans, we just forget that New York Jets step. That really didn't count.
All right. You want these scraps from the Packers after they...
Scraps, after you
they,
say?
After they kick our butts for decades. Wow. Bring them in for one last
The
yeehaw.
Last scrap they threw the Vikings led them to the NFC Championship game, which they should have won if the Saints weren't cheating.
Well, that was a Bounty Gate game. They almost crushed Brett Favre's torso into like dust.
Yeah. Tis says maybe he does retire and become Jeopardy host for good. Look, that's on my A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That's G.
How much does that pay?
Who cares?
Well, everybody cares. It's all about the money. Pete Shepard always says it's about the money. What if it's a $20 million a year gig? That's a very easy decision, is it not?
What, that he doesn't do it?
That he does.
Yeah.
If I can make $20 million and not get hit?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it would be something like that. I don't know how Max Alex Trebek was getting, but
I think it was probably right.
Anti-Buckeye guy said, hey, I asked this yesterday, but didn't hear anything. I've missed it. Where do you think Stafford will end up? I think
Colts.
We agree. We think there's a good chance that he ends up with Indy.
Yeah.
I think that's a
best,
good fit.
I think that's best scenario. Definite.
New
scenario.
Orleans, again, yeah, Grand Poobah. New Orleans? And
no.
New Orleans cap
Horrible
space.
Horrible cap situation.
Yeah.
Horrible. I do not think New Orleans is a good fit for any quarterback that wants to go anywhere.
I'm wondering about... I don't see it. And if everybody thinks Jameis Winston is taking over that team next year as a starter, I would highly doubt it.
Here's the one way he could, Pete. If they take a gap year, going, we're so jacked up with the salary cap, we gotta let Kamara go and some mm-hmm. players go, and we just want to start over. Maybe mm-hmm. that's. But he's not under contract. It was only a 1 year deal, so they may have to start over. Here's more. Here's Rob Domofsky, Green Bay reporter. Says on Greeny that Rodgers, what it really comes down to, he wants a long-term deal to guarantee that he plays and Jordan Love doesn't.
His contract runs through 2023, but they've reached the point of the contract, Greeny, that they could get out now and save cap space. And I think he just doesn't want – I think he wants some assurances. I think he wants some guarantees put into his deal that says you're not just our quarterback for 2021, but you're our quarterback for – the foreseeable future, regardless of what Jordan Love does. So I think that's what it comes down to. Again, it's informed speculation on my part, but I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, Rodgers wants his ass kicked and a brand new contract. Here's Dan Graziano. He says the Packers will be looking for a whole bunch for Aaron Rodgers.
It would have to be a ton because the Packers would be incurring a significant dead money hit. You're talking about $31 million plus this year if they trade him before the third day of the league year, and $38 million plus if they wait until after then to execute the trade because of a roster bonus that's due at that point. So if I'm taking on $30-plus million in dead money, you've got to make it worth my while. So you got to come at me with a first-round pick plus maybe a player that helps me, et cetera. So the haul would be significant.
You got to come at me, bro,
absolutely.
With a haul.
Well, there's no question about that. At least a first-round pick, obviously, mm-hmm. and a lot more. Maybe a first-round pick might be two.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure as hell not giving up two first-round picks for Matthew Stafford if I'm any team like that. Aaron Rodgers, yes.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
The other quarterback that's out there for trade bait is Deshaun Watson. Adam Schefter today on SportsCenter saying the Texans believe that a new head coach – can persuade Watson to stay. By the way, I've got an interesting theory about that, but here's the soundbite.
I like
first.
Theories.
Yeah.
They still think that depending on who they hire as a head coach, that he may be able to be the bridge that brings Deshaun Watson back. Now, as Chris Mortensen said on Sunday Countdown, as I've been told as well, it doesn't look that way to me. I think whoever takes that head coaching job is going to have a tough time changing Deshaun Watson's mind. I think that his feelings are not a reflection of who's going to be the coach or the general manager, in this case, Nick Cassero. I think his feelings are a reflection of the organization, ownership, and I think that he wants to move on. I think he's dug in, and I don't know who they hire if that has any bearing on Deshaun Watson's feelings. I still think he's going to want to be traded.
No, I think it's interesting, and I'm throwing this out to you Packer fans out there, and be honest with your text or if you call in. Do you think Deshaun Watson is staying, or do you think he's going? He's under contract. I mean, a little bit different circumstance than Aaron, but still, regardless, these two have the power to orchestrate a trade. So, do you feel the same way about Deshaun Watson? Why do I get the feeling that many of the Packer fans think Deshaun Watson is going to go, but Aaron Rodgers is going to stay, even though the situations are not entirely identical, but they're similar in so many ways.
Green Bay fans think the Packers are special, and the whole cheesehead and Lambeau and Aaron Rodgers would never go.
There's some
anywhere.
Logical ones out there. And look, I understand the passion of you not wanting your guy to go.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I could have retired after all the money.
Yeah.
Because I thought Brady, no way in hell, was going back next year with the Patriots. No way.
Well, let me drop my theory on you. I think the fact that the Texans, who are the seventh and final team to still not have a head football coach, and you can't hire a coach until he's done coaching, I am convinced as of today that Eric Bieniemy is back in the driver's seat for this job if he wants it. I think they are waiting to make an offer to Eric Bieniemy, and Eric Bieniemy might be the only coach. When they make statements that, well, we think our next head coach will be able to talk him into staying, the only one that would even have a shot at doing that is Eric Bieniemy. So right now, with these two things converging today, my lead theory is that Eric Bieniemy is going to be offered the Texas job. Now, whether he turns it down because it's a hot mess, or does it get multiple guaranteed years so that he can work through this mess? But I think as of today, the Texans have Eric Bieniemy circled. And I did not think that yesterday, but I do now.
Do you think, though, that he can't really talk right to left of the Super Bowl? Right.
Right. And the fact that they don't have a coach yet, and now we only have two teams left, Eric Bieniemy's their guy.
Before Eric Bieniemy agrees to take that job, don't you think he'd have to have an assurance from Deshaun Watson that he's going to hang around? Stick around, unless Eric Bieniemy is absolutely determined to be a head coach, not go back to KC, and then wait another turn, hoping for a better situation next year, which there'll be a lot less, I think, than this year. I don't think you don't see a lot. I don't see a lot of job openings happening next year. But I would think Eric Bieniemy would have to. He would have to sit down after the Super Bowl, sit down with Deshaun Watson, and say, "Look, you got to come back. If things are going to be different." And Deshaun Watson could easily say, "I love you, coach. I want you here. But no way in hell am I working with Jack Easterby in the front office.
If I'm not
mistaken. You get him out, I'll be your guy."
I would want to know that. But if I'm not mistaken, I don't think Bieniemy can talk to Deshaun Watson at all. I think now you're tampering.
Okay, but we know.
Now you got to have your people talk.
We all know. Yeah, but we all know the communication process can happen.
In some short form or order, yeah, I think he would like to know whether he's going to have Deshaun Watson or not. Let's squeeze in a phone call here. Blue Bull is calling. He'd like to talk about Deshaun Watson. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Blue Bull, what's up?
Blue Bull.
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm excellent, man. Everything's really good.
Sweet. All right. What do you want to talk about Deshaun Watson? What do you think?
Well, I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at past drafts, and I'm not sure, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've never seen an actual player, you know, a high-profile player like that actually is going to impact the 1, 2, or 3 pick in the draft. Do you know what I mean? I mean, that's kind of rare.
I don't know what you mean. Explain it a little more. What do you mean?
Well, Deshaun Watson is going to impact the picks 1, 2, and 3. Like, I've never seen an actual player that's playing impact the draft that much to where people are going to make a lot of moves to take a quarterback that's,
I don't think he's going to impact one at all because Jacksonville's taking Trevor Lawrence.
No, but you're not wrong, Blue Ball, about he could affect number two, which is the Jets.
Not one. Yeah, I apologize. Yeah.
No, you're right.
But two and three.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets, because everybody's projecting and maybe Devontae Smith goes there, but that would all change because the Jets would not have that pick. Without a doubt, that would go back to Houston. That number two pick would go to Houston, and maybe they get Devontae Smith, although I don't know who the quarterback's going to be.
It's almost as if he's in the draft is what I'm kind of saying. It's just a weird thing that such a hot commodity can actually maneuver the draft up that high.
You know, it's an interesting point because – and forget Devontae Smith. Obviously, they'd have to go with a quarterback because there is no way the Houston Texans are going into camp with A.J. McCarron.
Well, that means Justin Fields is a Texan.
And Josh McCown, who they wanted to be a head coach. Yeah.
We got three receivers that are very close in talent coming out.
So what happens if the Houston Texans, if they get that number one pick and they take Zach Wilson out of BYU?
Wilson or Justin Fields, one of those two, right?
Right,
I think, I think Zach Wilson might go ahead of Justin Fields. Yeah. But either one. They're all both going to be top eight picks.
Thanks,
Blue
Ball. I appreciate the call.
That could impact. And a wild card team still may be the Miami Dolphins in all of this, too.
By the way, speaking of Devontae Smith, I saw that he refused to be weighed and measured for the Senior Bowl activities. Yeah. He's listed as 6'1", 175, which means he's probably 5'11", 160. maybe he's going to try and put some weight on before his Alabama Pro Day. But he's a tiny guy. He's not the traditional big receiver that has been the trend.
Speaking of that, normally we talk to Phil Yates on Thursday at 3:30. We'll speak to him on Friday at 3:30 because he's at the Senior Bowl. Yeah. So we can answer a lot of these, talk about a lot of these type of scenarios with him. Should be great.
All right, we will do that. All right, I still have some sound we'll get to from Bruce Arians and Andy Reid, a little Super Bowl preview activity. Don't forget, we got a Sheeman & Shepherd cash grab brought to you by Andujar and Levine coming up the top of the hour. You can win $500 for your evening. How about that? Sheeman & Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Another group I'd like to see, REM. Great tune.
Yep. Wow. Tomorrow, Tom Brady Sr. will be on the show, 5 o'clock hour. So get off work early and listen to that.
Be a lot of fun.
Earlier, we did an exercise on teams that played in the regular season and the rematch in the Super Bowl, how that worked out. More times than not, the team that lost in the regular season won in the Super Bowl, just a few times more. And, of course, the Bucs lost to the Chiefs 27-24 in the regular season. Here's Bruce Arians. He talked about that in a minute. We'll get to that next. Here's the first cut by Bruce Arians. He said, look, what was really important for this football team this year was us being able to reset during a very late bye week.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of looking inside and knowing this is a really good football team. We lost some close games to some really good teams. And we have to find a way to win. And it's going to take everybody. There's things that are going to happen. But, if everybody just digs a little bit deeper, we'll figure out ways to win games. And once we get going, we're going to be hard to stop.
I think the best thing that he did this year is he kind of got out of his own way towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. He figured it out. I give him props for that because I was very upset with some of the games and how that whole staff coached at times this year. But they really, really have figured it out. And the way that defense is coming together, oof.
Yep.
It's going to be a hell of a – I'm trying to think of a Super Bowl that had more offensive talent on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, last time even though happened. The defenses are playing well, I'm predicting a track meet.
I am too, on the whole.
Here is Bruce Arians talking about the rematch with the Chiefs. You get the feeling, listen to him, it was kind of woulda, coulda, shoulda, and this time they will. Here's Bruce.
That game was, that was one that was We were, I think, down 17, and then we came storming back and just couldn't get the ball back. Should be a great game. Should be a really good game. And they're a hell of a football team, and they're super, super well coached by Andy and his whole crew, Spags and everybody. Great players. So it should be fun.
All right. On the other side of the Mutual Admiration Club, here's Andy Reid talking about Tom Brady and company and how the Bucs are on a roll.
What you see is a team that's not making many mistakes, that is got a high level of execution going on offensively and defensively. A variety of looks on both sides of the ball, solid on special teams. And you can see where Tom's leadership on the offensive side is showing. He's playing at an extremely high level. And for somebody his age, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable for a 25-year-old to be doing what he's doing, let alone a 43-year-old or, you know.
So everybody's playing well. They're peaking at the right time. This should be great. Now we're holding our breath. Make sure nobody gets COVID for the next 12 days.
And just looking at some of the stats, again, not that this means anything because at the time, this was week 12, Patrick Mahomes was outstanding, 37-49, 462 yards, 3 touchdowns and no picks. Brady, they were down 17-0 in the first quarter. Now, they outscored them 24-10 after that, but it was too little too late. Brady, 27-41, 345 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interception, 96.1 rating, really good. But remember one of those pick. Remember those, they threw deep. I remember there was just a – it just didn't like the way it was coached in the first half. Yeah. Mahomes in that game, 124.7. What is interesting is that, well, Ronald Jones had 66 yards on 9 carries. He averaged 7.3 yards a carry. The leading receiver in the Chiefs game was Rob Gronkowski.
Gronk.
106 yards on 6 receptions, didn't score a touchdown. Mike Evans had 2 touchdowns in that game. Cameron Brate also did pretty well, 34 yards on 4 catches. Antonio Brown, 2 catches for 11 yards. Chris Godwin, 97 yards. Travis Kelce, or Tyreek Hill was, remember, he went crazy. They couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
269 yards on 13 catches. He averaged 20.7 yards and 3 touchdowns.
All right, just double-team him.
Well, Kansas City did not run the ball well in that game, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 11 rushes for 37 yards. Mahomes had 4 for 28, and Le'Veon Bell 5 for 22.
Well, there's so many great matchup stories to talk about in this.
Oh,
it's going to be great. Talent on talent. It's going to be a lot of good stuff. In the remaining moment or two, maybe, if I may, take a bit of a pivot. For those that are not aware, and I think many of you may not be aware, the next Hall of Fame class for baseball is going to be announced in about 20 minutes. Am I right?
Right at the top of the hour, I'm not sure anybody's going to get in.
Like either nobody can get in, or I made a prediction earlier that, I mean, right now you got Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling, and Barry Bonds. And look, Schilling almost got in last year. I think it's absolutely asinine that his political beliefs may keep him out. That has nothing to do with the Hall of Fame.
Political beliefs, and there was unfortunately, I texted Kurt today a little bit, and you know, there's also that stupid Facebook post which he deleted that said something about lynching reporters or something. It was a bad look. Let's be honest. It was a bad
choice
look.
Of words.
It shouldn't have, or it was a link that he posted. It wasn't his words,
right.
Or something. Whatever, or maybe I forget. But there's so many of these stories that are out there. But he should absolutely be in. Roger should be in.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute. What do you need, 75% of the votes?
And he was at 70%.
Roger had I thought Roger had 68.9 or something last year, and Barry was at 60%. One of those guys is getting in tonight. That's what I think. And all these guys we said 10 years ago, no way in hell would they ever get in because of the steroid accusations. What do you got for
today? I'm looking at what you need to know. Again, 6 o'clock. You need 75%. Schilling's vote total had steadily risen in recent years, in part because of the ballot weakened in the BBWAA's elected 15 players over those 5 years.
Yeah.
And other than PED staying Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Manny Ramirez, Schilling is the strongest candidate on the ballot, easily the best qualified pitcher.
Yeah.
But his social media behavior, which includes that 2016 tweet, that's 5 years ago, apparently endorsing the lynching of journalists that he later deleted, has caught up to him in the form of lost support from writers who previously voted for him.
You know what?
So
I don't think Ty Cobb would get in today with these social.
God, no.
I mean, he was not a nice guy.
Yep.
And I don't think that should have anything to do with the Hall of Fame. And I think Kurt should get in. I think either Roger or Barry gets in. If we come back here tomorrow and nobody got in, that's just a huge black.
2016 Schilling was 60.2%. 52.3% overall, 17, 51% public, 45% overall, 60.5% in 2018 public, 51.2% overall, 2019, 69.8% public, 60.9% overall, and 2020, 77.3% public, 70% overall, and the public this year, 75.3%. So if the public number stays, he'll get in.
Mm-hmm.
But
all right,
his social media posts may do him in. Hopefully it will not.
And
so do you honor the pitcher who won 216 games, three times spanned 300 batters, who has more career war than Tom Glavine, Jim Palmer, or Carl Hubbell, or John Smoltz, who led the team to the World Series title as one of the great postseason pitchers of all time? Or do you overlook his post-career actions? Not to mention all the other numbers that he has, which is...
And I see new car smell is trying to bait me with the old standby question. If I said that his social media should not keep him out of the Hall of Fame, do you think Pete Rose should be in? Yes, I do. There. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I've come around on that as well.
So I'm consistent. I think he was looking to see if he'd catch me in a loophole. But I think you should get in for what you did on the field. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Maybe we'll discuss that at length tomorrow. We'll see who gets in and who doesn't. It'll be very interesting. Again, in case you missed it, Tom Brady Sr. will be on the show tomorrow and get his thoughts on everything going on.
Yep.
All right.
That'd be great. He's been on before. He's a great guy, and he won't hold back. He'll tell it like it is, and we'll see. Maybe we'll get some inside info that we didn't know.
Okay. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, your chance to win $500 in the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab. All you have to do is enter a word that we will give you. And then for a 15-minute window, if you text it in to the text number 45911 or to the 99.3 ESPN app or online at 99.3ESPN.com, you could win $500 in a national contest. Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab brought to you by Andujar and Levine Accident Attorneys. What You Got is coming up next. Close it out. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
Here we go for January 26th. This day is National Green Juice Day. You know, you put all those fruits and vegetables together and get the green juice. Surprisingly high in sugar and calories, but a lot of vitamins. So take your pick. It's National Peanut Brittle Day. I would have thought this would have been more around Christmas time. You can break a tooth, though.
It is good peanut brittle weather. Depends where you are.
It is National Plan for a Vacation Day. You know, we've gotten through the Christmas holidays, and now spring break around the corner, summer around. It's time to start planning, right? But then that's in a normal year without COVID. I don't know if we're going to be allowed to go anywhere for vacations. Who knows? Let's see here. It's also Spouse's Day. Be nice to your spouse.
Oh.
On this day in history, in 1998, Bill Clinton had his famous quote, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman."
Sexual relations with that woman.
Let's see. What else was going on?
Good.
On this day, 1960, Pete Rozelle was elected commissioner of the NFL. Pete, did you know it was on the 23rd ballot? I'm sure Al Davis was in the mix causing problems behind the scenes, right? 1963, Major League Baseball rules committee votes to expand the strike zone. We've been talking about that for 50 years now. Goodness gracious. 1986. Sorry, Pete. Super Bowl 20. Bears 46, Patriots 10.
Had a 3-0 lead. Should have been 7.
All downhill from there.
Yep.
1997. Sorry, Pete. Super Bowl 31. Packers 35, Patriots 21.
Don't kick the ball to Desmond Howard, Bill. Parcells.
Yeah.
Who left for the Jets like 3 seconds after the game.
Yeah. Probably had it worked out. 2003.
See all the suffering I had to go through?
Lots of suffering. 2003, Super Bowl 37, which was my favorite that I attended in San Diego. The Bucks beat the Raiders 48-21 with John Gruden. Dexter Jackson was your MVP of all people. We mentioned earlier that this is the one-year anniversary of Kobe Bryant's demise. Sad day in history. Birthdays. Paul Newman. Happy birthday. Well, he's no longer with us, is he? Bob Uecker. Still with us.
Just a bit outside.
Born in 1935. Eddie Van Halen, 1955. No longer with us. 1958, Ellen DeGeneres was born. And in 1961, Wayne Gretzky. And in 1977, Vinsanity, Vince Carter was born. Happy birthday. All right, I think we're all caught up there. Pete Shepard, what you got?
A couple things. One, I'm going to take a place of Chris tonight. I'm sure he would have this pick, and I'm telling you right now, Alabama minus 7. I can't believe this line is over only 7 against Kentucky. Alabama beat them by 30 exactly 2 weeks ago tonight. They are playing, not that it really matters, but they're hosting Kentucky tonight. The last game they played, they made 23 pointers.
Yikes.
Against LSU, I believe.
Yeah.
And they beat this team by 30. I don't see how they don't win this game by at least 10. Remember names like John Petty Jr. and Herbert Jones,
yeah,
among others. Alabama is really, really good. They are fun to watch. They average like 80 points a game. They shoot threes up the yin-yang. And I think Kentucky is in big trouble tonight again. Late as 7, Alabama minus 7 over Kentucky. Make it my college lock of the month.
Lock of the month?
Month. Month.
Okay. All right.
Not much time left.
Month is almost over.
5 days, but I haven't had time to do that.
Sure. Paratrooper chiming in because Pete was fishing for a compliment. Said pretty good on the Bill Clinton impression, Pete. Good job.
I just not fishing for a compliment.
Okay. Rick Church, anything to add? You'll be in the next 2 days as well.
I will.
Anything else?
I know we touched on this just a while ago about the Baseball Hall of Fame, and because I was reading something earlier that said the scuttlebutt right now is that looks like there's a pretty good chance that nobody's going to get elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame this year, and that is not the first time that's happened, fellas.
Oh yeah,
7 previous years in Major League Baseball, most recently in 2013. No players were elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
What was the story in 2013? Probably some of these same steroid guys.
You mentioned Barry Bonds and Clemens. Now these guys are in their 9th year of eligibility, which means that next year would be their last year on the ballot. So, one other thing: even if there are no players elected, we'll still have a big old ceremony this year because last year's ceremony was postponed because of the COVID.
Yeah.
So we'll see Derek Jeter get inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this year, along with Ted Simmons, Larry Walker, and the late Marvin Miller.
You know, maybe to keep it pithy, they won't also put anybody else in, so they just stick to those guys from last year. And because the NFL had their 100-year celebration where they let like 20 guys in, and then they had to cancel that ceremony. I mean, we got a backlog of ceremonies, which are generally kind of boring.
Ted Simmons, very we're talking about the catcher for the Cardinals and the Brewers.
Yes.
Very, very
solid.
Very underrated catcher.
As was Larry Walker, a power hitter.
Yep. By the way, I think Manny Ramirez should be in, too, in the Hall of Fame.
Man Ram.
And again, another guy that's got, PED-type issues. But, man.
Yep. All right. So, Rick, nothing tonight? Just ESPN Radio?
Nothing tonight. No
play-by-play this evening?
Nothing going on tonight. Tomorrow night, we got some Florida Gators basketball on tap.
Go Gators.
They are on fire.
They are. Yeah, they pounded Tennessee.
They pounded Georgia, too. Poor Jeff.
Correct.
I know. I heard him say, so we don't care about that. Well, no. I mean, that was a butt-whipping. I mean, Georgia's not horrible or anything.
Yeah.
But.
Well, they're Georgia. All right.
Also, too, once again, just take it easy on Chris on the text line here. I see we're getting some.
Chris is working.
Chris is actually working very
hard. No, keep the text coming. I like them.
I would not want to be doing what he's doing today.
No, he's not. We're transferring computer systems.
Right. It's minutia.
I'd rather have him drill toothpicks into my face.
I agree with you.
Chris would probably rather be here. Let's just.
Oh, I guarantee that.
Okay, so tomorrow, in addition to Tom Brady Sr., we had so much going on today, actually. It was a good day. Mm. We actually covered sports. I'd like to get into those mock drafts a little bit tomorrow.
We'll do that. We'll do the middle of the week. Mock drafts. Interesting stuff. Again, assuming there's no trade, so it's just straight up. And we'll have our fun facts again at 5:30.
That's right. Your new feature that seems to be going swimmingly.
Yeah. Fun facts.
Yeah, he's got these just random things, but they're really interesting. and all the
different
Southwest-
level than the ones you and Deb do. It's different, but
did you copy the idea from them? And then
No.
That's actually useless information.
Yeah,
this is useful.
This there well, it is and it isn't, but. Some of it is.
All right, that will do it for Rick Church. A stellar job is always in
top
Chris.
Top notch.
For Pete Shepard, I am Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Have a great night, Southwest Florida. Talk to you tomorrow for your Hump Day Wednesday. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.